In the lunchtime edition, four houses damaged in a blaze at Codrington Main Road, St. Michael. Over 1,000 security personnel from around the world in Barbados for training under Operation Trade Winds ahead of the T20 World Cup. Cricket West Indies, meantime, announces its World Cup squad, urging Caribbean cricket fans to rally behind their team. And a university finance expert sees evidence of continued strong recovery of the Barbados economy, but is concerned about high inflation and debt service payments. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Four houses have been damaged and one person left homeless after an early morning fire at Codrington Main Road, St. Michael. Station officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Damien Bain, tells Starcom Network News their dispatchers received a call about the blaze around 3:39 this morning.
We responded with two water tenders from the Bridgestone Port Fire Station and the Bridgestone Fire Station, with a total of 10 officers. Four houses were involved, two extensively damaged and two slightly damaged. One was unoccupied. The other three are occupied, but only one person was displaced. There were no injuries to report to any persons at the scene.
Station officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Damien Bain. Over 1,000 safety and security personnel are in Barbados for Exercise Trade Winds 2024 ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup. Barbados Defense Force Commander Mark Peterson says the training will be focused on countering the possible threats to the hosting of large-scale sporting events. He was speaking during a press briefing this morning at the Barbados Defense Force headquarters at St. Anne's Fort, the Garrison, St. Michael.
The training will be centered on countering transnational criminal organizations, countering violent extremist organizations, responding to events resulting in disaster in order to refine national and regional stand-operate procedures and enhance regional cooperation. There will be participating in approximately 26 countries, 6 participating regional organizations, and multiple government organizations and non-government organizations, totaling approximately 1,200 participants.
The exercise will prepare the participants for various threats.
This exercise will assist us in focusing on preparing for the ICC Cricket World Cup and countering the most likely and most dangerous threats that may occur during the T20 Cricket World Cup tournament. Given the various geopolitical issues faced regionally and internationally, the most likely threat that can occur may be peaceful protests, and the most dangerous threats that could occur could be an active shooter scenario, a hostage situation, or a mass casualty causing event, or a combination thereof.
Barbados Defense Force Commander Mark Peterson. Meantime, Cricket West Indies has announced its 15-member squad for the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, declaring that West Indies have a strong chance of winning and urging Caribbean cricket fans to rally behind their team. The squad is captained by Rovman Powell, with Azari Joseph as vice-captain, and includes Barbadian Jason Holder, Shea Hope, and Roston Chase. The team was announced this morning at a news conference held here in Barbados, which will host the finals next month. Cricket West Indies lead selector Desmond Haynes is very optimistic about the team's chances in the tournament.
I'm very excited about this. This is a very good time in West Indies cricket. I believe that, you know, we've got a team that could win this World Cup, and I feel damn good about this. I feel that we can win this World Cup. I'm making it very clear to everybody that whatever team that you hear us put out today, that team we feel is going to win the World Cup. We had preparations for the last year, whereas that the majority of the players, you know, we had them involved and they were very successful in the year. Again, I just want to say that this is a very exciting time for us here in the West Indies, and I think that I will hope that everyone in the Caribbean and all the West Indian fans will support us, because this is our best chance to win the World Cup.
And that's a view shared by the team's coach, Darren Sammy.
We believe we are ready as a West Indies team to take on the challenges of winning the World Cup right here in the Caribbean. Come rally, we're ready. So just come out and support. Can't fault the fans for their continuous unwavering support. And that's what I look for. And now my job is to make sure my men, we are ready to deliver.
Cricket West Indies white ball coach Darren Sammy in the lunchtime edition. A university finance expert sees evidence of continued strong recovery of the Barbados economy, but is concerned about high inflation and debt service payments. University of the West Indies Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance, Dr. Justin Robinson, was reacting to the latest central bank economic update, which reported 12 consecutive quarters of economic growth driven by what was described as extraordinary performance by tourism. Professor Robinson praised government's management of its finances, but sees debt service obligations as a challenge.
I'm of the view that the current administration deserves the highest credit for the management of the public finances aspect of the economy, and it has shown a lot of discipline and skill in consistently meeting its public finance targets. And all of these public finance indicators are moving in the right direction, the primary balance, the overall balance, and the debt to GDP. The main challenge in the public finance area is the rising level of debt service, with interest payments being reported as accounting for 20% of government revenues over the January to March 2024 period.
And Professor Robinson summarized his assessment of the economic update.
Therefore, in summary, I would say the data reported points to a strong and sustained economic recovery in Barbados that is supported by strong foreign exchange reserves and improving public finances. However, stubbornly high inflation may be eroding the spending power of sections of society, and the public finances are being negatively impacted by rising debt service.
UWI Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance, Dr. Justin Robinson. And in the U.S., police have forcibly removed scores of defiant pro-Palestinian protesters at several colleges, including taking down an encampment at UCLA, in a sting that underscored the heightened chaos that has erupted at U.S. universities this week. Our top stories. Four houses damaged in a blaze at Codrington Main Road, St. Michael. Over 1,000 security personnel from around the world in Barbados for training under Operation Trade Winds ahead of the T20 World Cup. Cricket West Indies announces its World Cup squad, urging Caribbean cricket fans to rally behind their team. And university finance expert Professor Justin Robinson sees evidence of continued strong recovery of the Barbados economy, but is concerned about high inflation and high debt service payments. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.